Welcome to Better Beware. Here's your consumer watchdog from WFHB Community Radio with the latest information and helpful hints designed to keep your head out of the clouds, your feet on the ground, and your money in your pocket.
We are having another epidemic, a pandemic, and it's killing a lot of people. It's not COVID-19 coming back. In fact, it's not an epidemic of any disease. It's an epidemic of health misinformation, and it's spreading at the speed of light these days, on the internet and especially on social media. Take vaccines, for example. Many people today have been bamboozled into being afraid of vaccination, fooled by false information spread on the web. There are vicious rumors that vaccines have been causing people to develop autism. Not true, not at all. The COVID-19 vaccines were said to cause infertility in both men and women, and that's a lie. People have zeroed in on some substances used in producing some vaccines, like aluminum, thimerosal, and formaldehyde, and panicked, because large amounts of those substances can have bad effects, but they're actually used in infinitely tiny amounts in vaccines, and there is absolutely no evidence they have caused any problems. But it's now estimated that over 300,000 Americans died during the COVID pandemic who would have lived if they hadn't been afraid to be vaccinated. Personally, I've been vaccinated more times than I can count, starting when I was 2 years old and the first polio vaccine was introduced. When I traveled to the Dominican Republic, I had to get vaccinated for a dozen different diseases, like yellow fever, hepatitis, and mumps. I've been vaccinated for tetanus 2 or 3 times due to minor injuries. I've had all the COVID shots and boosters. I've never had any kind of problem because of a vaccination, and I've never known anyone who has. Today, with the internet, a lie can go around the world many times before the truth even gets its boots on to start catching up. Here's the truth. The development of vaccines for polio, smallpox, measles, mumps, and the flu has saved millions and millions of lives. That's the biggest single reason why, back in the year 1900, the average lifespan of Americans was only 47 years, and in 2023, it was 76 years. We can't all spend years studying medicine, but we can do some common sense things to stay safe. Watch out for phrases like miracle cure, secret remedy, or guaranteed results. Those are big red flags for fakers, liars, and scammers. Don't get health information from any one source. Check several. I'm not a doctor, and you shouldn't take my word for this without doing a lot more research. Be careful of anyone who wants you to take their word. Look for evidence, and plenty of it. The idea that one story from a single person invalidates the experience of thousands of people over years in carefully conducted trials is just plain stupid. When it comes to your health, stupidity is a capital crime, and the punishment is inflicted automatically. I'm Richard Fish for WFHB News and Public Affairs.
Better Beware comes to you from WFHB Bloomington, Indiana. Find all our episodes at WFHB.org. If you can help put the kibosh on a con, email beware@WFHB.org. Remember, swindlers never give a sucker an even break.